Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Caper.io. Today we have Kerry Leonard. She's the founder and CEO of Consequential. Kerry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So a brief background about yourself and your love and hate relationship with Consequential for the last 20 years.
Sure. My company is called Consequential, and Consequential helps companies launch and scale. So that obviously could be any company in this, you know, that's trying to grow. But my clients tend to be either early stage companies that have just raised their A round, or Fortune 500 companies who are trying to go through some kind of a launch. So in the smaller company example, those companies are normally trying to scale. They've moved through a period of time as a quote small company, and they're ready to move into mid-sized company range. And the larger companies, the Fortune 500 companies, just need, you know, they need hands on deck when they are moving through a launch period.
Got it. So, you know, since our podcast, we're forced to cut them within 8 to 12 minutes. So we'll just kind of like discuss the last 15 months, you know, unfortunate times because of COVID. And since you're an experienced expert when it comes down to agile methodologies, agile workforce and remote work, right? So do you want to shed some light on that? And then I can kind of like ask you questions around how to build better remote teams and things like those.
Sure. I guess what I would point out to you first and foremost is that in the company that I've had for so many years, deploying remote teams into client locations, normally when I'm deploying a team into a large company, you know, we don't necessarily need an office on our side because these important conversations are happening around a table at our client's office. But the important thing, stepping back a second, the thing I wanted to point out is that for so many years, the way the world has looked is that my team is not fixed and my clients are fixed to their office location. In the last 15 months, nobody was fixed to a location, right? So I've had some level of learning in the last 15 months as well. But generally the deployment of the model for me is about just being really scrappy, right? Being able to understand what a client needs and to be able to deliver it with a team as quickly as possible, versus a model where we all know in a standard job there are, you know, things that you have to do during the course of the day that are above and beyond the job, you know, like managing relationships and you know, managing office politics, those sorts of things. I mean, not that that doesn't happen still when you're a consultant, but you know, my model is about being able to rapidly get work done for clients.
Awesome. Nice. So marketing, sales, creativity over Zoom or Google Meets, is that something, you know, everyone is forced to learn, but, you know, with the vaccine rollout happening at a record pace and things like those, what would you prefer to do? Do it through Zoom, do it in person, those kind of things?
Classically, I've been a salesperson for a long time. I had, you know, worked in sales at Time Warner many years ago, and definitely you would say that it is better to develop those types of relationships face-to-face. If there are ever problems in a selling relationship, you want to be able to fall back on the idea that you know people and you have developed this relationship over time and you can get through a tough spot in a negotiation or a tough spot in, you know, if a mistake was made, by the fact that that people know each other and trust each other. So that is best done face to face. That said, I had an assignment probably 7 years ago where we were able to close sales over with telephone meetings. We without even Zoom, right? With just a telephone and handing a deck to a client and taking them through it live. So that was about the power of the product. So ideally you are face to face with people when you're in a selling situation, but even going back pre-pandemic, I had clients who were able to close sales without being face to face. You know, again, I think that if there are ever issues in the relationship, it's, you want to be able to fall back on a real live relationship. As for marketing, that's the sales aspect. As for marketing, I mean, marketing has become so much about leveraging technology that plenty of marketing work can be done over, you know, and leveraging Zoom.
Makes sense. So your own, sorry, I'm just kind of like rushing through questions, you know, in my mind. So you've mentioned that, you know, you've been helping companies with the remote team now with the pandemic, you know, and with the 3G, 4G, 5G technologies rolling out globally, right? So offshoring, outsourcing is what's called remote now. And, you know, companies out of New York, San Francisco are actively thinking about hiring individuals in Latin America or Eastern Europe. Do you see this trend to keep be on the rise? Or do you think, you know, once the offices go back to normal, things would start changing in this space?
Well, there's been conversations going on for a while about the idea of agile teams and upskilling workers, reskilling workers, trying to figure out, you know, how the world is not going to continue to be about 40 to 80 hour a week working in, you know, one office with a fixed group of people. I mean, we're in a place right now where in many enterprises, a good third and more of the people working are not FTEs. So as with most other things, COVID accelerated the conversation. And I think there's a lot of interesting discussions going on in a lot of different corners about how you get the right person doing the right job, you know, in the right place at the right time, right? Those sorts of questions. So, you know, we're never going back, I think, to exactly the way things were. I think people will, each company's going to decide for itself what is, you know, what's the best way of delivering the result.
Sorry, got it. Makes sense. Last question, Kerry. What personal productivity hacks you've adopted in your personal life, you know, that kind of like keep you sane with this, all these Zoom fatigues and all this chaos and everything that had been going around and it's behind us now. So, you know, what productivity hacks you've adopted yourself?
Well, I use Central Park more than I ever have in my life. Make sure that I can't die. I do try to avoid Zoom meetings that are not necessary. You know, if it's really not a Zoom meeting that I need to attend, I try to not necessarily attend it. That's more like probably on the personal side than the work side. But, you know, on the work side, I have noticed that people will suggest, you know, maybe we just talk on the phone rather than Zoom each other. So that's been helpful. I mean, I've always worked on multiple computer screens. I think that's pretty commonplace, I think, for people now, but definitely been useful certainly in the last year plus, right? When working from home, you have, you know, several things going on at once. You can sort of multitask, not a healthy thing, but multiple screens lets you do it. So those are some of the things.
Makes sense. Kerry, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm sorry, you know, we have to keep them within these time limits, but I'm pretty sure we could have talked for another 20 to 30 minutes. But thank you so much for being on the show. Take care of yourself and stay safe.
Absolutely a pleasure. Thanks.